News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
But let us start with that golden moment in Tokyo.
They're home and hosed. They're ahead by a length. It's Ireland from Germany. And history is made on the water in Tokyo as Vincent McCarthy and Paula Donovan win gold. Gold for Ireland. Gold for Ireland. Silver for Germany. And the Italians come home in third place. And that is one more chapter of magnificence from the men from County Cork.
Yeah, one more chapter of magnificence. George Hamilton commentating there for RTÉ. It is only the seventh time ever we have heard that goal for Ireland. Pat O'Callaghan on two occasions, Bob Tisdale, Ronnie Delaney, of course, in Melbourne, Michael Caruth, Michelle Smith, Katie Taylor, and now Paula Donovan and Fintan McCarthy. There's an argument to be made here that Paula Donovan is our greatest Olympian ever. He's now won a gold and a silver. I know Pat O'Callaghan won two medals, but that was less competitive times, I think it's fair to say. Obviously, Michelle Smith won more medals, but there's an asterisk, I think it's fair to say, in relation to that. He's probably our greatest Olympian.
Yeah, if there's an argument to be made, I won't be making the argument against it. Do you know what? When I heard this morning when I woke up, it put a big grin on my face. I don't know why we love winning at the Olympics and beating other countries, but we do. And it isn't, you know, we've talked to you and I before about, oh, it's great to beat England. It's great to beat anyone. And you know, there is an argument that sport is like the proxy for war. Like if you can't fight with people, which we don't want you to, sport is kind of gets all that stuff out there. And it was a fantastic, I didn't stay up, but I've watched clips and I've listened back, and it was a fantastic win for the boys and a fantastic win for Ireland. And it lifts us. It's fun. I don't know. I have nothing but positives to say about it. It's just brilliant.
And what is in the water then in Skibbereen? In West Cork, because they are producing these extraordinary rowers. Well, you know what? Let's find out. Let's go to Violet Hayes, chairperson of Skibbereen Rowing Club. Congratulations, Violet. You must be absolutely thrilled.
Absolutely over the moon. And just hearing George Hamilton again, and the excitement, and you're still on tenterhooks. Are they going to do it? But it was some fantastic race. Those guys are just heroes.
Where did you watch it last night? You obviously had to get up in the early hours.
No, I'm afraid there was no bed. not until 4 this morning. And no, we stayed up to watch it because there was some very good rowing beforehand. We watched Aoife Casey and Max Cremin. They got second in the B final. Aoife is the daughter of Dominic Casey, this magnificent coach of the world, and then obviously we watched Paul and Fintan, and our hearts were in our mouths, but at the same time it was just amazing. We just can't get, you know, Skibbereen is buzzing, Skibbereen is hopping, it's been branded for the Olympics. If you actually put Skibbereen on the medal table now and Daffodil Parish, yeah, we're all smiling.
Per capita, you have the most Olympic gold medals anywhere in the world. I think we can definitely say that. Was there a moment you kind of relaxed and said, you know what, they're going to do it? How close to the end did you say, yeah, they have it, they have this in the bag?
Do you know, I didn't until the boat touched the line, because we'd seen in previous races somebody can miss a stroke. The Norwegian crew in the semi-final, who were very hotly tipped as well, they capsized. The actual waterway there is quite rough. It's seawater. So, no, we did not relax until that boat hit the line. And then the shouts could certainly be heard. If not in Cork, maybe in Dublin.
I think I heard them all right. I think I heard you roar.
Gosh, you might have done, Shane. Yeah.
So listen, what is it? What is it about Skibbereen that you're producing these extraordinary roars?
Oh, I don't know. The club is 51 years old, which in rowing terms isn't that old a club. There is a magnificent river. The Island River is just amazing. And that's where Paul and Fintan would both have started rowing. And I would have known them both since they started. And there is a whole culture within the club. There's tenacity, there's hard work, but there's also enjoyment and to be the best. I think there's a great sense of place and of pride and of community. There's a much broader community behind the club in Skibbereen. And these guys are all from the parish of Affadown, just outside Skibbereen. So there's a whole sense bringing them. And then Dominic Casey, like, what more can you say? He's won World Coach of the Year. When you see the size of Skibbereen and you go to any of the news channels and they're talking about Skibbereen as if we're talking about Sydney or we're talking about London. So, yeah. You know, it's this great sense, I think, of place. And then you also had two outstanding athletes, absolutely outstanding.
Yeah.
And we can't forget Emily, who won the first women's Olympic rowing medal yesterday. My days are gone. I suppose it was yesterday in the women's four. And again, an amazing performance.
Amazing performance. Listen, great to talk to you. Violet, enjoy the success and congratulations to everybody in Skibbereen Rowing Club. Violet Hayes there, the chairperson.